everyone, and welcome back to Irish On Tap, a podcast about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish presented to you by On Tap Sportsnet. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on social media at BeatOn300, and you can follow our main account at On Tap Irish. Today, we're going to be breaking down the 56-3 win over Tennessee State. And then towards the end of the show, we're going to get into my true week one, the real first matchup of the season, an 11 a.m. kickoff this Saturday, 12 noon for our East Coast listeners against NC State. But as promised, Notre Dame went out there and handled business as expected, 56-3, really put it on Tennessee State. First quarter, Tennessee State, they kind of held their own. Best quarter of the game for them, obviously, with our ones in the game and their ones, it was a 7-3 quarter. But the Irish explosion happened in the second quarter to the tune of 28 points. There was turnovers. There was a one-minute touchdown drive, which I'm pretty sure I saw a tweet from Pete Sampson saying that, like, never did he ever think or could he remember the last time that there was a Notre Dame offense that could march down the field in a minute with confidence, and they were able to do it. Sam Hartman looks phenomenal. Once again, he was out by halftime. They're able to get Steve Angeli in the game, get him some meaningful snaps. I know, obviously, it's against Tennessee State, but for the day, Hartman, 14 of 17, again, super efficient, 194 yards. Estimea clipped the 100-yard mark, finishing with 116 yards on 13 carries with a touchdown. And then Jaden Thomas led the receiving room, 4 receptions, 462 yards. This is a game that going into, we had a 99% chance to win. And I even saw it ended up getting released on Saturday morning. We talked about it a little bit on On-Tap Bets. The over-under was 54, which Notre Dame hit by themselves. And the spread was 48.5, which I said I won't be taking them because the numbers are entirely way too high for the game that I expect. But they're both going to hit. Sure as shit, they did. It is what it is. I was not able to really take this game in how I do normally because the other team that I cover, NIU, the Heart Attack Huskies were in overtime, and then I had a press conference that I was in that took up most of my time. So I was watching this game on mute and kind of as background noise. But I don't know, as judged by the amount of tweets that I had going through this game, this is the type of game that I honestly don't want to see Notre Dame schedule again in the future. Now, I know it's a big game for an HBCU or for a group of five or just one of these lowly teams, but the only gain that you get from this game is getting valuable reps for the twos and stuff like that, and maybe working some other stuff on offense. Going out there and beating a team 56-3 is not going to make you better, but this is a one-off game. We have a very tough schedule outside this game, and unfortunately, you know, this is how college football is. You saw Georgia play University of Tennessee Martin. You saw Alabama, who played Middle Tennessee State, who isn't a bad school in terms of the group of five, but they're never going to compete with Alabama. And I just, if college football is going to be the way it is with these super conferences and these like 20-team conferences that are like two conferences merged into one, I just want to see good competition play good competition. And, yeah, there are instances where there was quite a few bye games this week, like Texas State knocked off Baylor, NIU knocked off Boston College. I wouldn't say Colorado-TCU is a bye game because they're both Power 5, but TCU was 1-11 last year, and they went in – or not 1-11. Colorado was 1-11 last year, and they went into TCU, who was in the national championship last year, obviously with high turnover on their roster, and went there and beat them. So college football is an any-given-Saturday sport, but these type of games, like, I don't like them. I'm not as engaged as I normally am and will be, but this upcoming week I'm a little bit more excited for, and – the way this game played out was kind of what I talked about here on the pregame show. You're going to see a lot of people get touches. You're going to see a couple different quarterbacks. I said I wanted to see Sam Hartman out by halftime, and by the time I was able to tune in and actually, like, listen to the broadcast, not watch it on mute, he was. And Angeli was able to throw for two touchdowns, his first two touchdowns as a quarterback at Notre Dame. His stats were as follows. He was 8 of 11 for 130 yards and a QBR of 88.7 with those two touchdowns. So super excited for that kid. He is still just a kid. And I think that it's something that I also talked about on the pregame show, because Sam Hartman is like a hitman. We get him for 1 year. You have to get to a New Year's Six and win the bowl game or get to the college football playoff. Otherwise, the season's a failure. And the way he's looked, the way the defense has looked, the way the offense has looked, I don't see why not. The punter has not had a very busy year this year. I think they said he's only bunted the ball like three times. Yeah. Bryce McPherson, two punts for 86 yards. Like, I don't know. Pretty good job, pretty cush job for him. This year he probably won't have to touch the field that much, but eight touchdowns, complete domination. This is exactly what we called for. On the pregame show, you get an interception from Clarence Lewis, who ended up taking it to the CASA for 33 yards, and Ramon Henderson had one as well. So two turnovers in the interception or through the air, and they really just put their best foot forward. Second week in a row, only allowing 3 points. So through two games, you've allowed 6 points. You're averaging only allowing 3 points per game. That will most likely change next week, but you never know. You never know. North Carolina State is a more defensive team than any team that we've played so far this season. And it's our first ACC matchup of the season. So that will present its own challenges. But for Tennessee State, you tip your cap to Eddie George. They went out there and did the best they could. They just simply did not have the Jimmys and Joes. It did not matter what the X's and O's said, because they just did not have enough artillery to come into Notre Dame and knock us off. I think that perfect few weeks for us. Two great performances on both sides of the football that really have this team with some sort of momentum. And I know the teams that we played weren't that great, but now you go in and you play against a better team like North Carolina State, and you got Ohio State soon. It's better to get these easier and these T-ball ass games out the way first. And just get on with your season. But we're 2-0. We're on in North Carolina State. On the offensive side of the ball, I think I'm going to go – I know Hartman outperformed them, but for us as fans who have followed this team for our entire lives, Steve Angeli was supposed to be – well, he's still going to have a great opportunity to come in and be that guy after Sam Hartman leaves. But everybody was very excited for Steve Angeli. Just to get out there and get his feet wet. And between, he matched Hartman in incompletions, only three incompletions. He actually threw for more yards on average, 11.8, and he matched him with two touchdowns. So super happy for him. He will get my offensive player of the game. I could give it to Audric Estime every week, but that just wouldn't be fair to everybody else. On the defensive side of the ball, I think you got to go Clarence Lewis, right? Clarence Lewis able to get the pick six. Didn't have a very busy day from a tackling standpoint, but those are the type of plays that help you win championships. Pick sixes, kick sixes, punt returns, kick returns. These extra plays that can flip a game on its head in a moment's notice are what you need in college football to find a way to get to the national championship. So I'm really excited to see what the defense will do going into this week three matchup. But they've played two perfect games in my eyes, and the offense has played two perfect games in my eyes as well. Going into this next matchup, so Notre Dame, North Carolina State, we're on the road at North Carolina State. They are 1-0. They played in week zero against UConn. They were able to win that game, but it didn't go as planned. They still won the game. They didn't cover. Wasn't their best performance, but they do have a new, very talented quarterback under center with the transfer of Devin Leary. So Devin Leary left North Carolina State to go to Kentucky, and North Carolina State answered that transfer with a transfer of their own, finding a way to get Brennan Armstrong, who was from Virginia last year, who in his first game accounted 17-26 for 155 yards, but carried the ball 19 times for 96 yards and two touchdowns. He is actually pretty big. I got to look at his size, but he's not a very small dude. So he's 6'2", 212 at the quarterback position. He's a senior. He's a very experienced quarterback. But it is his first year in this offense under Dave Doran at NC State, and I don't think he's seen a defense like this. And if I'm not mistaken, we've seen him before. He's seen this defense before. It has to. If we played Virginia, 100%, we've seen him before. I just don't have time to pull it up and look. But this is a game that going into it, the FPI has us at 78.4 and them at, or say, yeah, 78.4 to 21.6. Kickoff's at 11 a.m. The over-under is 51.5, and our spread is 7.5. Now, I normally don't like taking 7.5 plus point spreads, but I will be taking it this week. And if you're in the same book as me, or just, you know, just same boat as me, I guess I should say, I would get that bet in early in this week because I would expect this line to jump closer to 9.5, maybe even on the other side of 10. People are going to be trying to be sharp, and North Carolina State, North Carolina State, this and that. Notre Dame's going to win this game, and it's going to be by more than one possession. It will be, it won't be 56-3 or 42-3 or whatever it's been the first 2 weeks. It will be a closer performance in that aspect, but there is zero reason on this earth that Notre Dame doesn't win this game by 2+ possessions. Could be a blowout, but we're going to go into Carter-Finley Stadium on Saturday and take care of business. The game is on ABC, and right now it looks like it's going to be a good weather game, about 80 degrees Fahrenheit, so good weather, a little bit hot, a little bit on the hotter side, but they'll go out there and put together another great performance just based off one game. So the one game stats for North Carolina State, they had 364 yards of total offense. They ran the ball for 209 yards and passed for 155. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they only gave up 113 yards through the air and 160 on the ground. So 273 total yards. And the game that they won was a 24-14 victory over Connecticut. So, like I said, Connecticut covered, didn't win, but low scoring affair, 24-14, week zero. They're going to be very hard pressed to find 24 points in this game, let me tell you. I think that Notre Dame, just giving off what we've seen the first 2 weeks, obviously they'll probably give up their first touchdown of the season this week. I'm not denying that, but I think that the way it'll go is somewhere along the lines of like 35-17, 35-20, 35-21, something like that. Maybe 35-24, but we're not going to have an issue scoring the football, and they're going to have an issue scoring the football. It comes down to that. I mean, the defense was kind of the unknown, and we still really don't know who the unit is. I will be the first to admit that. You can't judge this defense based off of what we've seen on the first two games because they're way lesser opponents, but for the sake of this game, I'm going to trust them. Like I said, they will get the job done. They will win by 7.5 or more points, and we'll be 3-0 going into our week four opponent, which is another tune-up game against Central Michigan before we take on Ohio State at home. This game is not necessarily like a trap game, but it's just our first game that we're playing a real ACC opponent, a real team that could potentially give us a test, but they're still going to have to play a perfect game to win. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be able to get away with a few mistakes, not too many, but I look to see this defense that has been vaunted at North Carolina State have a hard time stopping Sam Hartman. And I know they're experienced in playing him because Sam Hartman did play in the ACC for 4+ years, but Sam Hartman has not had an offense like this or a team like this in his entire career in college football. So with that being said, going into this game, I think that Sam Hartman is my offensive player of the game. I think he's going to be able to find 300+ yards in this game because it's a game that he's most likely going to end up playing until the end of the game, a game that he'll actually play all four quarters. So I think that with that being said, he'll go for the Irish on tap trademark performance. 300+ yards, 3 touchdowns, and a win. And that's all that matters to me at the end of the day. Obviously, Estime has been putting in the work and the backfield's been doing really well. But I really think that this is the week that Sam Hartman can kind of pop off and have that 300-plus yard game and three touchdowns or more. And also, too, he's a talented runner when he gets out of the pocket. So see what he does in that aspect. But for the sake of our season, I'd like to see him run as little as possible. On the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with one of the linebackers. So I think that any time that you have a quarterback that runs the football and runs it well, you need to have either a quarterback spy or your linebackers have to be able to get sideline to sideline with intense speed and just knowing which way plays are developing and going. And I think that this week, similar to the Navy week, is a very big week for Maurice LaFalle. And I think that Maurice LaFalle is going to have the opportunity to get a couple tackles for loss on Brennan Armstrong, but I do think that he's the most likely candidate to be that spy and to be the guy that kind of is a thorn in his bush. Like, find a way to just get him out of the game early. We can't let them beat us with the QB draw and with the read option. If we make them one-dimensional and make them throw the football or make them try to beat us with their backs, they're just not going to be able to do it. But when you have undesigned quarterback runs and you have a guy like Brennan Armstrong under center, he's able to snap off and have almost 100. He pretty much had a 100-yard game, 99-yard, call it a 100-yard game, two touchdowns. And, I mean, this is a guy that I watched a lot at Virginia, too. Like, he's not just a runner. He just didn't have his normal game. Like, he can go for 300-plus yards. He can put the ball on the money. But he's a guy that'll keep you honest because he can hurt you with his legs, and he will hurt you with his legs. So it's going to be an interesting matchup the way this defense handles him. But I think that if you can get under his skin early, right, limit him to a few yards of pop, don't let him have like a break-off run, I think the sky is the limit, and they should be able to hold them under 21 points. But if you let him have the type of game that he's capable of having, North Carolina State will be in this game until the end if he has the type of game that he could have. So in my eyes, the most important thing on the defense is finding a way to limit him to under 300 yards of total offense. Okay? Turn the ball over, too. If he's going to be running the ball out of the pocket – and we have multiple hats on it, you need to be stripping away at the football. You need to be tugging at it, finding a way to get that ball out and get it back to our offense. I think the secondary, two, most importantly, the safeties will play a big role this week, obviously just with the quarterback who has the ability to run. You need to have good open field tackling. You need to hit him in the thigh and watch him die. Because, like I said, 6'2", 212, he's a guy that's not – built like Johnny Manziel or Doug Flutie. This is a guy that can and will run you over in the open field. So Operation Stop Brennan Armstrong, and we will win this football game no matter what. Even if we don't stop him, maybe just slow him down, I still think that we are able to win this game. It's just not as comfortable as we would want it to be. For my score prediction, I'll say 31-17. 31-17 is my score prediction. I'll be super happy if they don't even reach 17, right? Because we haven't given up a touchdown this year, only two games, only allowing a field goal in each of those games. But the fact of the matter is that's not going to last. We might be able to get away with it against Central Michigan, but we're not going to be able to get away with it against NC State. So unfortunately for us, I think there will be a touchdown scored on this defense this week. I just hope that we're able to keep this team under 20 points. And this is an offense that, for the most part, you're not going to see too many box scores with this team scoring under 30 points. So I think 31-17, like I said, offensive player of the game going into this week is going to be Sam Hartman. And then the defensive player of the game going into this week is Maurice LaFalle. And then for our past week's game, this last weekend against Tennessee State, like I said, offensive side of the ball, giving it to Steve Angeli, just for coming out, taking care of business. I know it's against a way lesser opponent, but was able to throw his first two touchdown passes for Notre Dame and the first two of many. And then, like I said, on the defensive side of the ball, everybody did their job, right? But you get a pick six on defense, you're getting the game ball for me. Clarence Lewis did just that. Like I said, few notes for this game. It's at North Carolina State, first road game of the season. So we've had a home game, a road game, and a neutral site. Kicks off at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on ABC. And the lines are as follows again. Notre Dame is -7.5. The over-under is 51.5. I really do like Notre Dame's spread. And like I always tell you guys, I just don't like betting on totals in the game for my team unless I know it's a lock, because I hate having to root for the other team. So the one that you can guarantee will be on my bet, or will be in my bet slip come this weekend, is going to be Notre Dame -7.5. And I'm going to try and pull up their team total real quick. So it's listed at -108 over there on our sponsor at Bet Rivers, but they don't have the team total listed. If we're favored by 7.5 and the total is 51.5, I would assume our team total would be between 30.5 and 34.5. I like it a lot better at 30.5 than I do at 34.5, but I'm a degenerate and I will probably also end up with one of those in my slip this weekend. It is what it is. I look forward to having an opponent that we can really match up nicely against, a team that we can go out there and stack up and see where we're at for this season and just let the rest take care of itself. But like I said, these are going to be the model for these shows this year. It's going to be talk a little bit about last week, look a little bit ahead to the upcoming week, rinse and repeat. So at the beginning of the show, talked about the glorious 56-3 victory over Tennessee State. And then towards the middle and the end of the show, we got you guys ready for the battle this upcoming weekend against NC State. Whether it's your first show with us or your 100th show with us, we always appreciate the support. We appreciate you guys tuning in, also engaging with us on social on game days. And we look forward to another Irish victory on Saturday. As Mama would always say, Irish by 1,000. Fuck a NC State. Let's find a way to win a football game and go Irish.